Do you want to enjoy good health? Of course, all of us do. Do you want to feel better? Do you want to know how to, it fits into an overall healthy and happy lifestyle? Well, I have good news for you because my guest today is Dr. Don Colbert, who's written many books on health from a Christian perspective. Dr. Colbert is a respected doctor. He's a board certified. And this is just one of his many books that he's written. In fact, I think that Charisma Media has published well over 5 million different books over the many years that he has been our author. Well, today I'm going to talk to you about his newest book. It's called The Spiritual Health Zone. And I also have a little surprise for you, so stay tuned. Welcome back. And what I'm going to do is kind of set up this interview because it's a little bit different. Today, Dr. Colbert came into the office. I wasn't expecting him, but he brought his manuscript for this book, The Spiritual Health Zone. The book will be out in January. And since it was about lunchtime, I said, hey, let's have lunch. It'd been a while since I'd had a chance to break bread. And so we went to a special restaurant that he likes where they serve really healthy food, and we had a nice time. And I got the bright idea. I pulled out my cell phone and I interviewed him there at lunch. He brought olive oil with him and he poured it on his meal. And I started off by asking him about it. And I thought, you know what? This is like if you had the chance to have lunch with Don Colbert, I asked questions that you would ask. And then we talked about some of the books that he's published with us, about this one. There's some background noise, but hey, this was live television. I think you'll enjoy it. So here is my interview with Dr. Don Colbert, and I'll be back at the end with a few more comments. Dr. Colbert, talk to me about this olive oil that you put on your lunch today and how this fits into good health.
Well, again, olive oil is what I believe is the king of oils, and that's one of the main oils Jesus used regularly. He ate olives. The reason olives are so important is the high-end polyphenols or phenolic compounds that help prevent heart disease and most every other disease. So typically with each meal, I don't just put a little dab on, I pour my olive oil on my food. And so most restaurants don't carry it. I bring my own olive oil when I eat. I just bring a little container like this, a little jar, a little bottle. Or my wife puts in her purse. Some restaurants will allow you, you have to sneak it in. And the winter, the fun time they come to our table and they ask, is that alcohol? I said, no, it's just olive oil. And, but anyway, the reason.
So in court, and you know what, in Revelation, the Bible even talks about to the angels when he says, you go forth, don't touch the wine, carving oil. A lot of people think he's talking about that crude oil. He's talking about this oil.
Olive oil.
He's talking about olive oil. Don't touch the olive oil. God sees that as so important for our health. Olive oil is that important.
But you say, why is it important? It's because of these polyphenols. Some of the most powerful polyphenol is oleocanthals. And oleocanthal gives it that peppery taste, and you cough when you consume it. Gives you a little hacky cough. But when that happens, some people think, oh, this is bad olive oil. No, this is really good olive oil that has tremendous therapeutic benefits. Now, you say, why do you use so much olive oil? Because most Americans eat way too much sugar, too many processed carbs, too much bread and pasta and corn and starches. And as a result, we have an epidemic of obesity, an epidemic of prediabetes, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease. But when you lower your amount of carbohydrates and eat more veggies, and eat more healthy oils like olive oil, like about 50% of my calories for lunch was olive oil, because I used about 4 tablespoons.
So, hey, Dorit.
I lived through a major of it. And then I had my veggies, I had my broccoli, I had organic veggies, I had a little bit of brown rice to give me some good healthy bark. And then I had some, pasture-raised turkey, chicken, which is good. I didn't use their sauces here, because their sauces are mainly either soybean oil or cheap seed oils that are not good, or your canola oil. Those are not good for you. Whereas olive oil, I believe, the king of oils. The big thing is it lowers glycemic index. When I put this on my wife, when you eat rice, now brown rice has fiber in it, but when you add the olive oil to it quite a bit, it prevents the sugar spike. So you get a trickle of sugar into the bloodstream so you don't get the highs and lows, and you don't get the high insulin that precipitates so many diseases like obesity, diabetes, and heart disease from high insulin level.
Yeah, you've written about this before. Which of your books do you really do a deep dive into the importance of olive oil?
I do a deep dive in my book, Beyond Keto. That I go into deep, a lot of information on that, as well as in
Dr. Fulbert's
Health Soul, the Sensei.
He really combined it in the latest book that he did.
Right. But Beyond Keto and Dr. Fulbert's Health Soul, the Essentials are two books. I talk a lot about it, as well as the Healthy Brain Zone. I talk a lot about oleocanthal and olive oil, because olive oil is very healthy for the brain.
The bad oils are so responsible for so much of our
disease.
Diabetes or
heart disease,
arthritis.
Black in the mud, yeah.
It's the bad oil that's really hurting.
It damages the cell membranes and sets us up for Alzheimer's and heart disease and all kinds of degenerative diseases and autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, they're the cheap oil.
So that's
the manufacturers.
That's why I would say 50% of my diet is built around olive oil. Good, high quality olive oil.
So tell me about this book that you dropped by the office this morning.
Yeah. Now, real little light about this book. This is Dr. Colbert's.
Where?
Right. The Healthy Spirit Zone is talking about how to walk in the spirit, live in the spirit, and how to literally walk the love walk. I teach people how to walk the love walk and practice forgiveness and practice all the key fruit of the spirit that enables us to walk the love walk. And I have found over the years my patients who are the healthiest are the ones who consistently walk the love walk. They live the longest, they have the least amount of degenerative diseases, and they're become almost immune to many of the deadly diseases like cancer and autoimmune disease and all those terrible, I call them the tormentor diseases. Like Matthew 18 talks about the tormentors, it talks about the king who settled his accounts, and about the two servants. One servant, he forgave his debt of 10,000 talents. And that servant went out and had his fellow servant who owed him only 100 denarii, that's just 100 days of work or a few thousand dollars, had him drawn into prison until he could pay his debt. Well, he got back to the king. What happened? So the king called this first servant in, and he says, because you didn't forgive, I'm going to throw you, into prison, and now you're going to be, the tormentors will be released, or the torturer. And asked Rick Renner years ago, the Greek scholar, who are the torturers, the tormentors? He said, they're the demons and the demonic diseases that attack people due to unforgiveness.
And see, that's what Don, he says so many books on hell, when people are going to realize, why is Dr. Fulbert talking about spiritual things? I am too, he's staying and in play.
Because doctors aren't talking about, they're missing a major key.
Yeah, it's all about his, he was true, but real connected to our hell.
What trauma many times fosters unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment and hatred, and these are destructive emotions that invite in the torturers or the tormentors that unleash diseases that no medicine will quench. They can be along these meds and walk around as zombies, but they're still bound. And so we're getting to the root problem of getting rid of the tormentors and taking with the forgiveness therapy.
You know, Don had a ha-ha moment. He said, Mary, I can teach people all about how to be healthy and disease-free, he goes, but the most important thing is their spirit. If the spirit is there, he goes, I don't care what I do. They're going to become sick again if the spirit is sick. He goes, I've got to address those. So,
it's like depression is a tormentor, anxiety is a tormentor, chronic pain is a tormentor, crippling arthritis is a tormentor, cancer is a tormentor. Literally, we've unleashed all these coordinating diseases, and yet doctors have very few answers to it. Pain medicine, which is highly addictive and makes you like a zombie, and, many of the more surgeries that have a side effect. So, again, I have found over the years my patients that have fibromyalgia, when I take them to forgiveness therapy, and many of them have unforgiveness just layer upon layer, most of the time, these patients get better, and many times they get healed. So we've got a real high record of total resolution of fibromyalgia over the last 40 years. Our FAC is using the forgiveness therapy and using trauma release therapy, which is amazing, Corbin.
He's excited about this, Dr. Coleman's healthy spirit throne.
Yep, it'll be out in January of 2025, and we're looking forward to it. I just made some corrections this weekend over at the beach, and so I'm waiting for the next round to come through.
That's how we connected to Steve today.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my interview with Dr. Don Colbert. He and his wife, Mary, are such good friends, and they're so relatable, and they're just down to earth, and I think their personalities come through. Of course, this comes through in his book. He's written many books for us, as I said earlier. This is the latest one, the Dr. Colbert's Health Zone Essentials. Jumpstart your healthy life with the best of Dr. Colbert's Zone series. And he's done a number of these books. He also did a whole series called the Bible Cure Booklets. And I know we sold 3 million copies of that one. This was a number of years ago. And I'm just so honored to be his publisher. And I'm excited about his new book. In fact, I'm going to have to ask the editors to let me read it ahead of time, called The Spiritual Health Zone. And as you heard, he talked a little bit about it. You'll want to get this. It's not yet available on Amazon. We'll announce it when it is. Always, you can pre-order books. You can go on Amazon.com, or you can come to MyCharismaShop.com. Just put in his name, Don Colbert, or books by Don Colbert, and all of his books will come up. And there's a wealth of good material that will help you to be healthy, to understand your own health. You know, one of the things is a lot of people either don't look after their own health, or if they do, they just do whatever their doctor says or whatever the insurance will pay for. But really what you need to do is to understand and take control of your own health. And part of it is educating yourself by reading good books like this, and then it'll be better. You'll be better able to find a doctor who believes the same way you do. And also, there's a lot of things that we can do where we don't need to go to the doctor. We can just eat right. We can exercise. We can understand what's going on in our body. So I hope that this short, little bit different podcast encouraged you. Share it with others. If you enjoy these podcasts, be sure to subscribe. Hit the little bell so you know when we're on live on YouTube every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, God bless you.